MCM 2012 Edition, Manual for Courts Martial United States, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Part 2, Chapter 12. 1. The Judge Advocate General shall refer to a court-martial of criminal appeals the record in each trial by court-martial in which the sentence calls for a confinement of how many years or longer. 1. 2. Which RCM should be referred to for guidance concerning waiver or withdrawal of appellate review. 1110. 3. Which RCM should be referred to for guidance concerning appellate counsel. 1202. 4. Which RCM should be referred to for guidance concerning petition for a new trial. 1210. 5. The Judge Advocate General may, when so authorized by the Secretary concerned under which UCMJ article, at any time remit or suspend the unexecuted part of any sentence other than a sentence approved by the President. 74. 6. Which UCMJ article should be referred to for guidance concerning the composition of the Courts of Criminal Appeals. 66. 7. Which RCM should be referred to for guidance concerning withdrawal of a case pending before a Court of Criminal Appeals. 1110. 8. Which RCM should be referred to for guidance concerning procedures for interlocutory appeals by the government. 908. 9. Which RCM should be referred to for guidance concerning restoration of rights, privileges, and property if charges are dismissed. 1208. 10. Which UCMJ article should be referred to for guidance concerning the composition of the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. 67. Alpha. 11. How long does the accused have at any time after approval by the convening authority of a court-martial sentence to petition the Judge Advocate General for a new trial on the ground of newly discovered evidence or fraud on the court-martial? 2 years. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.